Uh-oh.
Bing bong!
Bing bong, how's it going?
It's going good. Episode six. Six.
Episode six.
Episode, sace for all of you, multiple languagists.
I'm trying to think of the,
six
in French.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cease.
Cease?
It's just cease.
It's like sace.
But, no?
No, but it's like similar.
No.
It's similar.
They're completely different languages.
No shit, Sherlock.
I'm just saying.
No,
it's
similar.
I know, and I'm just making the joke that.
No, I know it's not funny though. Like I didn't laugh. I don't know. I don't know why you keep saying that.
So how's it? How's it been? How's it hanging?
How's it hanging? Well, right now I'm not hanging. I'm doing pretty good though.
You're not hanging?
No, I'm sitting here.
Oh, we're not hanging out?
No, we are hanging out.
Yeah, exactly. We're hanging.
But I'm not hanging.
You said, how's it hanging? I'm not hanging.
Okay.
I'm sitting.
How's it sitting then, dumbass?
Well, it's not sitting very well right now.
Good one. Good one.
Yeah, how's it sitting with you?
How's what sitting? This coffee?
Yeah.
Not great.
Nah,
I'm going to shit my brains out after this.
As soon as I get home, you know what I'm doing.
As soon as I get home.
Yeah. So to start this off,
yeah,
I got a question for you.
This isn't a shower thought, correct?
Nope.
Okay.
It's a legit question.
Legit question.
It's been bothering me for about, let's see, what's today, Monday?
Today is Monday.
Almost 20 years it's been bothering me.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
From the moment you were born, almost.
Spaghetti or lasagna? And why?
That's such a hard question.
Yeah, it is. But I'm curious, because like I said, almost
personally, I don't know. I'm going to go personally. More of a sketty man myself.
See, me too, but like I love lasagna.
I do too. Lasagna?
Like lasagna is my favorite food, but sometimes I would prefer to eat spaghetti over it.
But like you need like perfectly cooked lasagna. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You need lasagna made by a pro.
See, but that's
made
what I'm
lasagna
saying.
Before,
like,
and it will, oh, it'll slap.
Well, so... My boy.
Yeah?
Like, spaghetti is basically just lasagna guts.
I mean, kind of true.
Without the ricotta?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's literally just like if...
It's like if you gave a...
If you put
fucking...
ricotta cheese in spaghetti, it would probably taste like... lasagna, but it would just be like, oh,
I was gonna say, if you gave like a wildcat or something with claws a lasagna, they'd probably rip it up and it would just look like spaghetti.
What is...
That's what I'm thinking.
How does this stuff come to your head,
bro? Just like, you know, lasagna sitting there. Oh, time out. I'm sorry.
No, what
have we asked the lasagna question on here? I don't think we have.
I think we have. It was like the first episode.
I think it was the very first episode.
I think so.
Yo, leave a comment down below.
Leave a comment.
Hey, leave a comment. Should I just say it anyways?
I mean,
why are we starting to repeat ourselves? I'm gonna say it.
Yeah, we're gonna say it anyways. For those of you
gonna say
new,
it a lot.
For those of you new listeners out there,
We
have this thing going on.
It's a very important question. When I first meet someone, I want to know their opinion on something. I know the right answer,
and I do as well.
But usually
some
when you ask someone,
do.
You can see if like they're a critical thinker or not.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they're just plain fucking stupid. Okay? The question, you got two lasagnas. Sorry.
It doesn't matter where they came.
Yeah,
two
yeah.
slices.
Two slices of lasagna. Just picture them. Boop. Hey, pop.
Boop. One, two. In your hands.
One.
Hold up. One, two.
Oh. Oh no. One, two. What are you
I was just saying hold up,
oh.
Two.
One, two. You got two lasagnas in your hand. You take one of them. Doesn't matter if the left or if it's the right, if it's the first or the second.
Doesn't matter where it came from either.
You put it on top of the other. Stack them on top. A lot of you already know where I'm going with this. Is it two lasagnas, two different ones, or is it one whole lasagna? Now, those...
No.
I'm going to let you think about it.
Yeah, we're not gonna tell you what
oh,
we think.
Okay.
Because I want to hear it.
Yeah.
I want to know what you think about it.
Please tell us. One lasagna, two lasagnas, and either my response is going to be
Bingo.
Bingo, bingo, you're my best friend.
Or it's going to be a...
Get the fuck out of my house, you dumbass!
Uh-oh. It's either bingo or uh-oh. Those are the two options.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
Okay, so spaghetti or lasagna, man? I'm more of a spaghetti man because I think it's more fun to eat. I think it's going to be my final answer.
I think I could get with that.
Lasagna, lasagna delicious.
Amazing.
Super great.
If you know how to make lasagna,
but it's a knife
it
and
me.
A fork, you know? Boring shit.
I don't really use a knife. I just kind of cut it.
With the fork?
Yeah.
Just kind of side swoop it?
Yeah, I just
kind of...
Lasagna? There's this thing my mom taught me. She said, think smarter, not harder.
Okay.
You know, working one hand, the other hand, you know, you could fucking be sipping on some apple juice with.
Okay.
Apple juice and lasagna? No, that doesn't make sense. That wouldn't work, would it?
Yeah.
Could you? Would that be?
Would it slap? Yeah,
would it
slap.
Would it be pleasing to my mouth?
Yeah.
If I drank apple juice with my lasagna?
With it? Yeah. Okay. I mean, like, okay.
Well, because you know how there's like those like really like just chef's kiss mixtures of like... You eat, like, I don't know, like a sandwich.
An apple juice?
No. A sandwich and, like a nice glass of lemonade on a hot day.
Okay. Like a nice ham Sammy.
Yeah. Nice.
What's some?
Nice ham Sammy.
Okay.
Nice little hamdwich.
with a lemonade.
With a nice cold
glass
of lemonade.
So those two things go together.
Yeah. Or like,
okay. Well, if we're talking about things that go together, lasagna and apple juice is not my first idea of something that goes together.
Exactly,
but it would be fine.
Yeah,
I don't see.
I mean, it would, but
it.
like, I'm trying to make this like the best way possible.
The best drink.
The best drink to drink with your lasagna, like some Italian soda, maybe some Sprite,
some crispy Sprite.
Some crispy
Dare
Sprite.
We say it? Some Sprite. Fuck
yeah!
Dare we say it? Some spicy Sprite.
From McDonald's
with a slice of lasagna. You saw me about to jiggle my cheeks.
I did.
A spicy Sprite with a big slice of lasagna.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was going to say either that or some chalky milk, maybe.
Chalky milk and lasagna?
Maybe.
Never tried it. Maybe
depends.
I will.
Depends how.
Yo,
big
yo.
This
if you
is.
If you think you can make some banger lasagna, hit me up, dude.
I'll give you my address.
He'll do it right now.
I'll do it right now. Avenue, your mom's house.
Oh! That was a crisp high five for that absolute roast.
Okay, so I'm gonna say spaghetti man, just because.
Yeah, no.
It's more pleasing to twirl it.
To just.
To dance around.
And sometimes, hey, so I know I said the harder, not smarter thing, but lasagna. So like two utensils, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes though with spaghetti, I'll get a spoon.
I was gonna say, you a just, spoon twirler?
Just twirl it.
Fucking spoon twirler.
So I like rarely
that sounds
do
like
it.
A slur.
I rarely do it, spoon twirler.
Yeah. Seeing like just a dude just be like,
you
oi! Fucking spoon twirler!
Spoon twirler!
Oi! Fuck off, yeah? Fuck off, you fucking spoon twirler.
No, hey. spoon twirler. It's gonna be our new thing.
Are you a spoon twirler?
Are you a spoon twirler?
You are.
Hey, yo, Garrett!
He left.
Yo, Garrett, you a spoon twirler?
Garrett.
Yeah, I know he left. Garrett left. Watch him like walk in.
No, I've never.
Yo, what's up?
I never got that. With, like,
see, I just watched my mom do it, spoon. And I was like, because it's a lot. It's a lot easier.
Yo, best spaghetti pasta. Your opinion? What is it? I love angel hair.
Best like noodle?
Do you like it thick? You like it thin? You like it whole? Mm. Not actually. I was going to say like wheat or gluten-free. Those are the type of noodles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't want to sound stupid.
No. Those are noodles.
Okay. No. I love angel hair pasta.
I think angel hair pasta is good.
I can't have it. I can have it. I just don't enjoy it as much unless it's angel hair.
Why?
I don't know. Just like the...
You don't like thick noodles?
I don't. I don't like thick noodles. I like thin noodles. Just because it makes me feel... Like I'm eating something
makes
smaller.
You feel like a big man, huh?
Makes me feel like a baby. I like feeling like a baby when I eat my pasta.
When I eat my pasta,
I like taking the thin noodles and like
the thun.
The master of just stumbling over my words.
It's okay. I stumble
I'll get
over
there
my one day.
Feetsies.
All right, spaghetti.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I would say spaghetti as well. Yo. AT&T.
The girl? Ooh-wee.
Ooh, I don't know if y'all seen this.
It's on Instagram.
It's pretty big, actually, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
They're pretty big. Oh, that's... I feel kind of bad. But the AT&T lady, who's in, like, all their commercials, you probably know her. She's the one who, like, I'll say, I'll be like, hey, you know that AT&T lady in the commercials? And you'll be like, Flo? No, it's the other one. And you're going to go, Flo. Oh.
Wait a minute.
You're going to go the other one.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Flo?
Flo is from Progressive.
Yeah, okay.
That's
okay.
What I'm saying. It's like, okay. When I say the AT&T girl, everyone in their mind's going to be, like, scrambling to know what she looks like. And then I'm going to say, oh, it's like Flo, but it's the other chick. And they're going to be like, oh, that makes sense. They're going to know exactly who I'm
talking about. Yeah, okay. I respect that.
Because if someone said, yo, AT&T girl, I would be like,
I don't know.
I don't know who that bitch is.
Yeah, anyways, no, it's all the AT&T commercials, like the main girl.
So it's her. The internet has, I don't know if they found out recently. I think I remember hearing about this a while ago, but it's like kind of
researched.
I didn't hear
until like recently.
I heard about it a while ago, but it's popped up again. Sorry. She's got some big Kong Hongla woogas.
A real set of badonkers.
And I'm talking big melons. Okay? Some real big milkers.
Okay. Nope. We're done. We're
2 gallon sized jugs.
We're done with that. Continue.
Internet is losing their mind about it. I think it's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, no.
Because, okay, so this, I think where it's research is on an ad on Instagram.
Yeah.
Came up, and people just started going ridiculous in the comment section. Being like, ooh, baby, I'd like to milk those suckers. You know?
Like legit comments on Instagram.
Not me. I didn't write this. Okay? Whoa. Before everyone points a gun at me.
Fingers.
It wasn't me. It's the internet's fault. They did that, and then AT&T had to come out with
an apology.
Not an apology. And it's like a statement. They didn't apologize for anything. They were just like, yo.
We do not condone sexual harassment.
Like, yo, that's kind
of workplace.
Fuck you guys telling her that she's got some big jugs and you want to suckle on them. You want to suckle wuckle on her tinky winkies, dude.
Tinky winkies, that makes me think she's got a penis. The way you said that.
Suckle wuckle. Fuck. Suckle wuckle on a tinky winky. Dipsy. Poe.
Okay.
So yeah, that happened. Have you seen a photo of like?
I have. Michael showed me the video. On Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They really be doing her dirty though in those commercials.
Oh yeah.
Because in the commercials you can't tell. Like they really do her dirty. I don't think they just like they don't. She has her shirt buttoned all the way up, which is fine. I'm not complaining about that.
Okay.
But like. They made them smaller in post or something like that.
Because
even though it's all the way buttoned up, no way. No way she's hiding those things under that shirt. No way.
I think in the commercials,
that's
it's
a
like...
national treasure. She's got the goddamn Mount Rushmore on her chest.
She's got 4 dudes on her chest. What the fuck is wrong with you?
She probably fit 4 dudes on her chest. I feel so horrible for saying that.
I was going to say.
Whoa now.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no, that's it's a bit of a...
Bit of a topic right
a bit
now.
Of a topic.
I liked it a whole lot. Oh. I want to go... Yo, tell me why the janitor was always way more ripped than the PE teacher. Do you feel that?
Actually, yeah.
Like, you ever been like, PE teachers, they could be ripped. They could be big.
They could.
All the PE teachers I had were probably, like, they weren't morbidly obese, but, like, they were overweight, for sure.
And
besides my, like, second grade PE teacher, he was in the military, and he was ripped as hell.
So, like, at elementary school, my PE teacher wasn't, like, fat. He just didn't really seem, like, muscular.
Oh, just but,
like, you
dude.
Knew he was, you knew he was, like, fucking...
Like, he would go to the gym regularly?
Yeah.
Like he'd teach like, these fucking kids how to kick a ball and then go lift.
And go lift.
Damn. Like, how much like, you think he could bench?
His appearance is kind of fuzzy in my head right now, so I would say okay. maybe like 275.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, not like, you know, he was like, you know, and in middle school, my first gym teacher was a woman, and she was about 87 years old. and then
retire.
She wasn't actually that old. She was okay. Kind of old.
Well, I mean, okay.
But there was, so in middle school, there was three gym teachers.
Yeah.
One of them was
Peter
Griffin. He looked like Peter Griffin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's the exact...
like literally he looked exactly like Peter Griffin.
That's what I'm saying.
Not like not
gym
like...
teachers are always like fucking obese. And then the janitor will come out and he'll just be like mopping the floor, but like you'll like get a sneak of his biceps one day. And he'll be like, holy fuck. That guy's chest is massive.
Yeah. But the third gym teacher in my middle school was a lady. And she was ripped. She was ripped.
Oh god.
And the funny thing is that she later became a gym teacher at my high school. She was my health teacher. And then she became one of the deans.
That's scary.
But like, she was
having
she was
a rip lady as the dean.
No, she was literally like, I loved her.
Our dean,
like, she was
her.
So nice.
Our dean was not chill.
And then a lot of the gym teachers at my high school were like, you could tell that they worked out.
Really?
Yeah. Most of them were girls.
Okay, damn. Maybe
most of them were girls.
This is something we can't.
hey.
15-year-olds walking into gym class. Shit, babe. You 40? Yeah, you got that lifetime membership, though?
I do.
But I don't. The hell?
My mom does. Sorry. I take it back.
Yeah, I don't. My parents gave me a lifetime membership, and then I never went. Because I played football in high school, and I had, like, a weight room.
Well, the only reason I went is to go... play basketball with Caden and Brendan.
Yeah, see, I'm shit at basketball.
I know.
It's true. I can't. You know, it's weird.
No, Cameron is a very, like,
I like
athletic
to...
guy.
Thank you.
Absolutely dog shit at basketball.
I am horrible
hey,
at basketball.
I love you. You're terrible at basketball.
So the thing is, like, I enjoy shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I can't dribble for shit. And the easiest thing in basketball, I think, maybe I'm wrong because I don't play that much, it would be like a layup, right?
Yeah.
It's like the first thing you learn.
Yeah.
I can't fucking do a layup. I don't know what my problem is. I don't know.
Well, did you ever play basketball?
Nope. I mean, like, I would in gym class, and then me and one of them, like,
I
child...
can just picture you just...
Basically.
In gym class.
We do that one drill where, like, it's, like, two people lined up on the inside of the net, and then you, like, do a layup, and then the person coming the other way, like, catches
oh, yeah.
It and, like,
rebound. Yeah. We used to do that at basketball practice.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, in so every team I played.
That's, like,
that
the
was,
only...
like, a fundamental type deal.
Exactly. That's the only thing that I ever did in gym class. Sucked at it. I did used to shoot around with one of my childhood friends, Clay.
Clay, if you're watching this.
Clay.
Or listening. Or both. Maybe you're doing... Actually, if you watch it, you will be listening to it. But, like, you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
If you're here right now.
If you're with us.
You didn't do a good job on teaching me how to do basketball, my guy. I'm kidding. But,
No, Clay. Fuck you, Clay.
Hey, don't.
Just kidding, Clay. I've never met
cool
you.
Guy.
I love you. I love you.
He's a good dude. Although I haven't spoken to him in, like, a couple of years.
So he's probably not going to be here with us.
He might.
Hey, Clay. If you're here, man, shoot him a text. Tell him you want to 1v1 him for some Chick-fil-A, all right? You tell him that.
I'm down.
You tell him.
I'm down.
You're probably going to fucking win, okay?
Dude, anybody. I challenge anyone to 1v1 me for Chick-fil-A.
You just want to buy people Chick-fil-A?
Apparently.
Yo, speaking of that, so Caden, absolutely amazing at basketball. Like, one of the, in terms of people I know, one of the best kids at basketball. Who I know.
Damn. So the kid we went.
Caden. Okay. He's a cool dude. Yeah. Love the kid. Yeah. Best friend since like second grade.
He's really funny.
Yeah, he is. No.
Caden, fuck you, dude. You're not funny at all.
No, he's really funny. So his boss challenged him to a 1v1.
Yeah.
For a double his paycheck. Caden won. So his boss says double or nothing. Caden won again.
No.
So his boss says double or nothing again. Caden won like $2,000 from 1v1ing his boss.
Damn. So yeah. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, no, the man's crazy.
He didn't quadruple his paycheck.
Well, no, because I think he said his paycheck was like 600 or something.
Yeah.
And
holy shit, dude.
Went to 1200.
Spread some of the love.
Yeah.
On my butt.
You know, give me some of that fucking money, Caden. Caden, you owe it to me.
Yeah, Caden, you hung out at this house for like 2 hours.
Dude, if I ever see your face around these parts and you don't pay me, I'm going to break your kneecaps. And I'm going to put them back together again, give them a kiss, and then give them tiny little paper cuts.
What the fuck?
Bitch.
Love you, though.
Now I'm going to directly tell Caden to watch this video or listen to it.
Listen to it. We'll upload it. Who knows?
Who knows, dude? We'll see when I get this video uploaded.
Yo. Did you see the kid who played COD with drums?
No, I did not.
You want me to pull it up right now?
If you want.
No,
it's okay.
Okay. He was basically, he set up kind of like, you know, you've seen like Noel did like.
Yeah,
like,
the race car. Thing. That shit was funny.
That shit was cool. This kid basically set up to a drum set, but it wasn't a real one. It was one of those.
A rock band one?
Not a rock band one. But like an actual like musical drum set, but it was electronic. Like an electronic drum set.
I've never seen that, but that's kind of cool.
Really?
I'm down.
They're just like pads basically and you hit it.
Yeah.
And he got one of those, but like a whole set. And he like would hit one to like turn a little bit. So he like is like hitting one and would do like he turns and then like hits another one to like aim.
He's like, that's kind of dope.
And he got a kill. He's playing Warzone. I don't know for how long. I just saw the 30-second clip of him like turning and like just hitting the drums a whole lot, and he got a kill.
What gun was he using?
Dude, I don't play Call of Duty enough to know what gun he was using.
What did it look like?
It looked like a fucking gun.
Oh, okay.
It was probably an assault rifle or an SMG. I don't know. It was shooting quick. Does it matter? He killed a guy with a fucking drum set.
He goes,
he shot quick.
Just like that's kind of how guns like, work.
Sometimes they don't shoot. Like, I hate you. I fucking hate you. Make me seem like an idiot. You know what I mean? It was like, it was.
Yeah, I know.
Semi-automatic.
I'm just giving you shit.
Yeah, I know you are.
Yeah, I know. I know you are.
Give me a shit.
Nope. Not right now.
I'm going to sue you for all your shit.
Okay. I got another question for you. Not a shower thought. Not yet.
Okay. Second. We're saving that for the second half?
Yeah, sure. Of course. So question time. So
what's the question, big guy?
If you were, you know, just hanging out, playing some.
I'm not hanging.
Playing some game. Fuck. If you were just sitting out.
If I was just sitting around.
If you were just playing, you know, vibing, chilling. Chilling with the boys.
Like
and
this?
No, just like big necking it out, you know. This is big neck right here. Okay, I don't
swallow when
I don't know how else to.
I make my neck so fucking big I can't swallow.
Yeah.
I don't ever do. I would never.
Right, would you wear adult diapers?
No.
Yeah, you wouldn't?
I wouldn't.
You don't think it'd be interesting to just walk around one day and just
and
piss
a,
your pants?
No. No, I don't. I don't want to have shit and piss in my pants as I walk around.
Well, I mean, you would change it, of course.
Then just go to the bathroom.
Sometimes, what if you can't hold it? Like, you accidentally think okay, it's a fart, like pissing. Last week. You just shit your pants.
You just shit your pants. It happens.
I've never shit my pants.
I've shit my shorts.
So the piss one, maybe.
Well, I mean,
I would never shit because everyone around you could smell it. mm-hmm. everyone would be like, oh, that guy shit his pants.
But
for
what
sure.
if it was like, what if it was like,
and then you're walking around and it's just like, okay, fucking that's gross. shit pudding in your pants, mushing it around? No, that's disgusting. I wouldn't wipe though. That's fucking gay.
That's yeah, gay. not that there's anything wrong with being gay.
Yeah.
Cameron's just.
I just don't wipe.
Cameron just doesn't like to wipe.
I just doesn't, don't. He doesn't like to touch his butthole.
I just don't like to touch my butthole. Is there a problem with that?
Yeah, no. So Cameron told me that he wouldn't touch his own butthole, but he'd touch a homie's butthole.
Cause I'm not a simp.
What does touching your own butthole have to do with eating boneless wings? Okay.
And talking, thinking about
and
girls?
Thinking and talking to girls and bringing up girls. Why would you do that? You're a simp right now. You're simping right now.
I think we've both caught each other multiple times simping.
Oh, no doubt.
We're hypocrites.
We are hypocrites?
We're hypocrites.
Simply.
I'm simp. Simply
but I'm
slamming
not a,
your girl.
I'm not a simp based on our qualifications, even though I do think and talk to girls.
Okay, adult. So adult diapers, yes or no?
Not like yes or no, but like, you know, like, you ever thought about it?
Yeah, of course I've thought about it.
You ever been like, fuck, man, I really wish I didn't have to pee right now.
Yeah.
Or you're just like, God, I wish I was in the pool so I could piss.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Have you seen that video of the guy? He's like, he works in like four pools and stuff like that, and he knows everything about them. Mm-hmm. And you know that chlorine smell?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's piss mixing with chlorine. Because chlorine on its own
doesn't smell
at all.
Yeah, I know. I saw that video where he puts it in
the buckets.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's
really disgusting.
That's I hate my life. Yeah.
Kind of don't want to go to a public pool, but I will.
Because I walk into the pool and I'm like, oh, I love the smell of chlorine.
Do you actually?
I kind of think it smells good. It's pleasing to my nostrils.
I don't like it. I like the smell of Sharpies.
I love the smell of Sharpies. Yeah. I also love smell of glue.
I don't know about that one.
I'm just kidding.
I used to get yelled at by like my teachers.
Oh yeah, no,
because I'd huff my markers in the middle of class. Because I just, you know, third grade me trying to get high as shit. I would just try to huff them.
Yeah. Third grade me used to just draw on myself.
You know, third grade me would try to get as high as a kite before recess.
That way, you had the nerve to go simp out to Becky from.
Oh, fuck Becky.
Yeah, fuck Becky.
Becky
dude.
With the long hair? Wait, what is it?
I don't know.
Beyonce, it's like Becky with the good hair?
Oh, yeah. No, did she say that?
Becky with the blonde hair? Becky
Diesel? With hair, dude. I don't know. Becky.
Yo, Becky has hair, dude.
Yo, hey, if she's got hair,
you're a simp. That would be the funniest way to, like, describe someone. Mm-hmm.
She's got
like,
hair.
Yeah, we were talking about it. We'd be like, yo, like that one chick, Becky. And they'd be like, oh, yo, which Becky?
The one with the hair. Yeah, she's got the, you know, the hair.
The other Becky just is bald.
Yeah.
Bald Becky.
Bald-ass right, Becky.
Bald pussy.
We're going to take a minute for an ad break. Okay? Peace out.
See ya. Yo, they're back.
Oh, shit.
Put the markers away.
Oof.
Hey guys.
Oh, what's up?
Fuck.
Okay.
I like how we did that. You use a camera.
I know.
Your mama.
All right. So.
Oh, you want
this? Is long overdue, Cameron.
Shower thoughts?
Yeah. I think it's it's time we get into some.
Please get into the shower with me. Please, everyone.
Everybody, take a shower with me. All right. All right, if you're not here to take a shower with me, get the fuck out, okay?
Don't.
No, do.
The only reason you should leave is if you take baths. If you take baths, get the fuck out.
Hey, baths are gross.
They are.
You sit there in your own filth. Although, that's where I learned that from.
Yeah.
Funny thing about baths, I like to take baths when I'm sick.
Really?
Because if I'm like really sick, I got like a huge fever, like corona level fever,
mm-hmm.
which I've never had, thank God. I like to bathe.
Yeah?
I like to sit in a bathtub and play with my rubber duckies.
That's what you call your balls.
Nope. Just my rubber duckies.
Nope.
I got four of them. One's name is Clyde.
And Alfredo.
I've got Peter.
Oh. That's two. Don't name another one. That's three. You've already fucked up.
What do you mean?
You said I got two of them.
I said I got four of them.
Play it back. Yep, I was right.
I said four.
We'll see about that one.
We will. I just said I like to play with my rubber duckies. Okay. And you said your balls? And I said, no, my rubber duckies.
Okay, move on. All
right, so we got... Oh, I already forgot the names. Shower thoughts.
Just step into the shower with me, baby.
Step into the shower with me, you know?
Save some water.
Shower together.
What were you thinking about, boy?
So, actually, funny thing, I did think about this in the shower.
Damn. See, for how much we say that, or at least I don't have them in the shower, I think I've had like a couple of... Or
yeah, no, literally,
like two. I've actually
thought about
had
this
in
the shower.
I guess that's why they call them that, huh?
Yeah, probably, shower thoughts. Okay. I only thought about one, though. I don't know if you thought of any.
I mean, not really, but we can kind of turn one into one.
Yeah, okay. Let's see.
What's your shower thought, my guy?
Hey, so shower thoughts, you know. My dearest friend, Brendan, is lactose intolerant.
Love that kid. He's funny.
What does that mean to you?
He's lactose intolerant. He's intolerant to anything that contains lactose.
Yeah, but what does that do to him?
It means he
makes him shit his brains
out. Yeah, he gets real stinky winky. He gets real stinky when he eats cheese.
Yeah,
or milk.
So
you know what, dairy.
So cheese specifically.
Really?
If you eat a bunch of cheese,
yeah.
What does that do to your bowel movements? You get constipated as fuck.
Okay, I was gonna say him or me.
No, you.
Yeah, I get clogged.
You clogged up with all that cheese.
Yep.
Yeah, so constipation comes from cheese if you're normal. And if you're not normal,
it opens the gates.
It literally just floods out of your butthole.
That's really weird.
That is weird.
How it has like the opposite effect.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah. It's like,
dude. That's a good thought.
Yeah, I
like that.
I really have no idea why I thought about that. I think because I ate some cheese
and bread. You were in the shower trying to take a shit. And you were like, it's not coming out.
I can't shower and shit.
And then Brendan came in and he went, oh, that cheese is really upsetting me tummy. And he shit in the shower with you.
All over my shower.
And before
Brendan, hey, it took me about 45 minutes to clean that up, by the way.
And you're like, this is gross. And you're like, you know what? Podcast
shower
material.
Podcast. Bing bong.
No, it has the opposite effect on different people. I've
I think
never
it's
thought
weird.
It like that.
So if you are lactose intolerant and cheese still constipates you, please let me know.
Or don't let us know.
No, let me know because I'm.
You're curious?
No.
Send a photo.
Yo, send a photo of your cheese shits,
please. Put a time. Make a time-lapse video of your butthole
on cheese.
Shitting out cheese, yeah.
It's like fucking, this is a normal butthole on cheese.
make posters and put them up places. Cheese. It'll clock. I don't know. Cheese. The true Satan. I don't know, man. I don't fucking know.
Nice, nice.
What would the controversy be behind cheese? Be like,
cheese is fake, like the birds. Birds are fake.
You know that's near and dear to my heart.
It is, so let's hear about that.
This has been on our list of things to talk about since week one.
We haven't talked about it. Yeah,
I know.
That's kind of why I was like, you know what? Might as well. Might as well just put a dash of cheese on it.
No, please.
My bowel movements.
So birds aren't real.
Do you actually believe birds aren't real?
Okay. I don't actually believe it anymore.
Anymore.
Okay. There was a certain period of time when I first heard about it for like a day, all right? For a day, I was like,
you guys, the birds work for the bourgeoisie.
I was like, yo, this shit actually kind of makes sense.
Who the shit be hitting different?
Exactly. So, yeah, I don't actually believe they aren't real anymore. I'm sorry. I think it's a very interesting concept, though.
Oh, absolutely. Because, like, what if birds are real? No, but like, what if they were like, you know what? We're going to make some fake birds. Because you eat birds, dude. Birds are real because you eat them.
Okay, no,
that
but
that's how you know birds.
The theory
are
isn't
real.
That all birds aren't real.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
So, like, pigeons and crows aren't real.
I mean, you can eat a pigeon and a crow.
Have you?
I know. I kind of want to.
Have you ever seen a baby pigeon or a baby crow?
Yeah, I have
seen. In real life?
I've seen a baby pigeon in real life, yes.
Like,
I went to New York and saw a bunch, actually.
I don't think those are baby. I think those were just small pigeons.
Nope.
Like, in the nest, baby pigeon. Like, out, like.
Well, once a. One of you ever seen. A,
out of the egg.
What have you ever seen a baby any bird?
A lot. Like,
in an egg.
There were. My family used to have, like, a tall, like, porch outside, mm-hmm. a deck.
Mm-hmm. Porch.
Mm-hmm. A deck outside in our backyard, and birds would come and lay nests underneath the deck, and would have baby birds, and we would look, and they would be like sitting.
What kind of birds?
I think they were doves, because that was like they were like morning doves. Are those a thing?
Yeah,
they're like white birds.
Yep,
that were just in my neighborhood.
Okay, well, when's the last time you saw a baby eagle? Actually, no. I've seen baby eagles.
Yeah, so, like, the most common, no, like city birds.
I've seen an eagle.
I've seen lots
nest.
Of eagles. Oh, I've seen
with
eagle
babies.
Nest.
They used to be by my old that. House.
Damn.
Right next to my grandpappy's house.
We used to have a bunch of owls in my neighborhood.
Who? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
Bunch of owls. If you didn't hear.
Yo, who?
No. I'm telling you, you don't have to. Do you have a hearing problem?
Yeah.
It's a bunch
it's
of
called
owls.
Selective who?
I'm going to cut this from the podcast.
No,
but
you're
yeah.
not. No, you're not.
A bunch of owls.
Who?
How can you not hear me?
No, but who had the bunch of owls?
Me.
You had what?
Owls.
Who? I'm sorry. Long overdue.
But, you know, so the theory is that, like city birds, like birds that where a lot of people are, aren't real. Because, and then, so here's why I believed in it for like a day.
Mm-hmm.
I heard of this theory. You remember when the government shut down?
Yeah.
And,
which time? Yeah.
I guess I started to believe it, to be specific, the second time they shut down. Because I read something that was like, yo, not gonna lie, ever since the government shut down,
haven't seen any birds.
I don't think I've seen a single bird. I read that and went, that's funny. And I kind of got stuck into, like, the birds aren't real thing. And I started reading a lot. And then I started to observe. And I used to walk to school
yeah.
every day before yeah. I got my car. And because I live super close. And I would, like, be walking outside. And I legit didn't see any birds. And I would see birds all the time. But when I started looking for them during the government shutdown, there were none.
Well,
coincidence?
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I probably don't. There's probably been times where I haven't seen a bird in weeks.
Yeah, no.
And then I'll see some, but
I
just
gonna
won't
say,
think about it.
The last time, so when we went hiking, I saw birds. Since we've been back, I haven't seen any birds. And before that, I can't remember the last time I saw a bird.
They're not real.
They're not real.
I'm just saying, if a government wanted to spy on its civilians,
they just give them phones. I think, hey, FBI agent, what's up, dude?
That's
we're making
too.
A podcast, so if you could just be
oh,
quiet.
He knows.
If you could just be quiet.
Dude, he knew we were making a podcast weeks
before,
weeks before we recorded. Yeah, no, he's
in our minds right now.
He was
yo, give me the chip, bro.
Our FBI agent was our first listener. He was like, yo, these guys
well,
are
mine
kind of,
too, because we both have
he's
one.
Like, these guys are kind of fucking funny.
He goes, yo, these guys fucking suck. Now he's just sitting there on his computer going, oh, shit.
Yeah, listening to these terrible jokes.
These terrible media producers.
Media producers?
Holy shit. Yeah, because we produce media.
I guess that's true. Yeah, it is.
Well, what would you
call this?
Yeah.
Shits and giggles.
Just a couple guys being dudes.
Just a couple guys being dudes. Hope it's worth a chuckle.
Just a couple dudes being dudes.
Do you wanna hear my thing?
Yeah, your thing.
My thing?
Your thing, your ding-a-ling.
My ding-a-ling-a-ding.
My ding-a-ling. Sorry, go ahead.
Can anyone listen to this?
I know, I don't know.
It kind of goes off of the simp rules.
Okay.
Do we want to go through them one more time?
Number one. Go ahead.
Boneless chicken wings. If you eat them, you're a simp. Those are chicken nuggets. Idiot.
Number two.
Thinking about a girl. And number three. Dare I even mention it? Speaking to a girl.
And number four, and I think, in my own opinion, this is probably one of the more important ones, drinking warm milk. If you drink warm milk, get the fuck out of my face.
Those are four rules for you for being a simp. I'm about to add one more, maybe even expand your mind a little bit.
Okay.
Actually, it's not a simp. I don't know why I brought that up.
No, go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry.
No, it's here.
Liking girls? It's kind of gay. This kind of goes under the category of wiping your butthole.
How?
Because wiping your butthole is gay.
No, but like how is liking girls
Oh, because
gay?
Girls like guys. Some girls like guys. And they like guys? That's fucking gay. Yeah. Yeah. And if you like dudes... If you like dudes who like girls, gay. Well, I guess you're just gay if you like dudes. But liking girls is
gay.
Gay. You heard it first. Don't like girls.
So
the fuck are you gay?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I love women. I do.
But I love my homies and that's it.
But I hate... You have a girlfriend. You motherfucker. You are a simp.
I am a simp.
I bet you're talking to her right now, huh?
Simply slamming your mom.
With this big old horse meat dong.
I think we already said that last podcast.
Yeah, I think we did too, but it's okay. And that's on job, baby girl.
That's on job. So yeah, liking
girls is gay. Okay.
Don't be gay.
I'm
don't like women.
I'm definitely going to put a lot of thought to that one.
Yeah.
Because I love women. But I hate people who call boneless wings anything but chicken nuggets.
If that's you, get the fuck out.
Sorry.
She makes stickers that say just like, boneless wings, get the fuck out.
Something yeah, like that. Yeah.
Simps get the fuck out?
No.
Make some stickers that say simps get the fuck out.
Guys, Cameron makes stickers, by the way.
I
dabble in the sticker making.
I dabble in the sorcery of sick stickers.
Sickers?
Sickers.
Yo, Cameron also dabbles.
I trip over my words so much.
He also shits his pants constantly.
I don't shit my pants, I just don't wipe.
Nope, he shits his pants.
Nope,
he shits his fucking pants.
I go to the bathroom.
And then what does he do? He takes a shower and fingers his butthole to get it clean.
I would never touch my butthole.
Yeah, you touch your butthole all the time.
I'm not gay.
Guarantee it.
I'm not fucking
gay. 9 out of 10 guys would say that you've either touched their butthole or your own.
My homies, maybe, but I'm not gay.
How is it not gay to touch your homie's butthole?
Because they're your homies.
So?
What if I got
a homie who's a girl?
Is it gay to kiss your homies
goodnight?
No, it's
not. It's not.
Then why is it gay if you touch their butthole?
Because fucking the only thing that should go in your butthole is nothing.
Dookie.
Yeah, dookie. But that doesn't go in your butthole. That comes out. If anything goes in your butthole, that's gay.
Yeah, that's why I don't like.
Yeah, so fucking fingering your boy's butthole makes him gay then. You want to turn your boy gay?
I'm just trying to be a homie.
No, that's not being a homie. Being a homie would be like, hey, make sure you don't touch your butthole, but clean it good. You tell them what to do. You don't touch their butthole.
We're stuck in such a loop.
No, we're not. This is not a loop at all. You're just being gay.
You're a gay simp. You a gay simp.
God damn it.
I like girls.
And you like
buttholes. I like girls.
I like girls. That's all they really want is girls.
All I drink is warm milk and girls.
That's disgusting. You probably eat boneless wings too, huh?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I bet you kiss girls.
Barbecue boneless wings. I'm going to say something, and you're going to get offended.
Okay.
Because I know you like barbecue wings.
I do love barbecue wings.
If you eat barbecue wings, grow the fuck up.
Why?
Because that's a child's meal.
How is that a child's meal? You know what else is a challenge meal? Fucking grilled cheese sandwiches, and I make you that shit all the time.
Okay, I only eat those because I'm poor.
So? You still eat it.
Yeah, because it's something to
grow
eat.
Grow up. No. You're poor? Get a job.
No.
Get a job.
No.
Get a job.
Nah.
Get a job.
I ain't about it.
Don't tell your job you're sick so you don't have to work for 10 days.
I did that. We threw a party on Saturday.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, you're right. Feds.
We played hopscotch. FBI agent. Boom, boom, boom. FBI open up. Wait. Hold on.
So we threw a party the other day.
FBI open up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
And for this said hopscotch meeting,
for this Minecraft party.
Yeah, Minecraft. It was a Minecraft event.
We played Minecraft and ate
bone-in wings. I called out of work, sick, during a time like this.
Idiot.
I called out of work, and basically the call went like this. You want to go ahead and pretend to be me? Go ahead.
Yeah. hey, boss. Just calling to let you know I'm kind of sick today. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it to work.
Don't come back in 10 days. Clink. They hung up. Nothing else. That's what they fucking said. They went, don't come back. Just hung up the phone. So I'm not going back to work for 10 days.
Cameron doesn't have a job anymore.
I'm looking for a new one anyways.
I am looking for a girlfriend.
I am looking for a big titty goth girlfriend. So I'm looking for a new job.
Yep.
I'm applying to everywhere because
I need it.
Yeah, I don't like the job that I have now. And once I quit it...
Actually, you think you're going to like every job you have?
No.
Do you think that's how the world works?
No, I've had shitty jobs in the past.
Do you think...
I'm going to blow the mic.
That's how the world...
Well, I've had shitty jobs before.
Yeah, no, me too. One of them is babysitting your ass.
You don't get paid to do this.
No, I don't.
Then you give me a text flip on your phone from my mom. I'm like,
she goes, I like,
she's like, sorry, I didn't pay you for last week. Here's $20. Wait, the fuck?
I'm really glad I have Do Not Disturb on for your mom.
Yeah, same
for yours.
Cause she's a beautiful lady.
I love my mom.
She's a great woman.
I love my mom.
I love your mom too.
I love your mom too.
You don't know my mom.
Yeah,
I know my mommy.
She's mom.
You had dinner with him.
I did, but I've.
Oh my god, are we gay?
No, because I had dinner with my homie and his parents.
That's true. And why is wiping your homie's butthole gay?
Because how are you going to compare eating dinner with your homie and his parents to touching your homie's butthole? Because
I would do the same with a lady.
You simp.
I do the same with the lady girl. I don't know. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't wipe a girl's
butthole. This is going down a bad path. This is a bad time. I'm not liking this anymore.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, you're my boyfriend?
I mean, you are a boy.
And we are friends. I hated that joke when I was little. My grandpa would do that to me all the time. He'd be like, who are you talking to? I'm like, oh, girl. He's like, ah.
She a friend?
And then my butthole would clench. I'd be like, yeah. He'd be like, yeah. Like, are you a girlfriend? I'd be like, no, I don't like girls. They have cooties. I hated that. I also, did your grandpa, I mean, I don't know, didn't have to be your grandpa. My grandpa told me the whole watermelon seed
will grow your stomach thing.
That shit scared me.
So basically any adult figure in my life told me that.
That shit scared me.
My sister, who's 2 years older than me, told me that. No, not even two. She's 18 months older than I am.
Yeah. So, yeah, that shit scared me.
Yeah, me
like,
too.
Like, hard.
Me too. Like, it made you hard?
Yeah.
You go, watermelon sugar?
Hard.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that what that song's about?
No, it's actually about eating girls out.
Is it actually?
Yeah, that's what Brendan told me. That's what a couple of my coworkers told Tony, and Tony loves that song, but not anymore.
Why? Because you don't like pussy?
Yeah, because we're not simps.
Yeah, I'm not a simp. I'm not fucking gay. Hey, you know what's in pussy? Usually dick, and I'm not fucking gay. All right? I'm not going down there. I'm not gay.
Okay.
Oh. This is good. This is good. I like this. That's hot.
I like that.
That's hot. I like that.
It's rewind time.
You know what I want to see? Ninja in the battle bus. Yo, what do you think YouTube Rewind's going to be like this year?
I don't know. I'm a little...
They kind of fucked it last year by just making it text, right? Or what did they do? They just showed, like, the top videos.
Yeah.
Which everyone then proceeded to, like, go prove wrong. They're like, hey, that's not the top video. This is, dummies.
Silly goobers.
They'd be like, hey, this video has the same topic and it has more views. Why didn't you put this in the list? But now this year's is going to be, like, sad.
Probably. It's probably just going
to
be...
They're going to be like, hey, guys, we're not going to try to be cool anymore. Here's just a rewind of how fucked up this year's been.
So here's a rewind of...
It's rewind.
Wait, no. Will Smith, dude.
Yep. Oh, that man.
Oh. Damn. It's just going to be...
What a poor guy.
A bunch of videos of him...
I'd like that.
Just being a man. I would watch that.
I mean, I watch it anyways.
Well, yeah, but like...
Because you gots to.
Yeah, you gots to.
Gots to.
You gots to.
Did you hear about the two hurricanes that are going to hit the Gulf, apparently?
I did. So when... forgot what I was going to say for a second. When I went camping that one time when you went to the dunes.
Yeah. The dunes.
Went to the dunes.
I did go to the dunes.
You didn't go fucking camping, though.
That's not my fault.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a gun.
All right, anyways, you fuck boy.
Okay.
There was like a tropical storm.
Gay.
Yeah, you boy fuck. You boy fucker.
Yeah, that's, I like that.
Like a tropical storm that was going through like Florida and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And when I went camping is the point where somehow it reached all the way to here and it just rained. The whole time. That's why it rained.
A tropical storm came in from Florida to here?
Yeah. I don't know if it was like some type of storm. Don't remember what it was called.
A typhoon?
Nope.
Where it rains a lot?
It was not a typhoon.
Okay.
That's what I thought too, but Adrian said no.
That is what a typhoon is.
That's what I thought too. That's why I said it first. But Adrian was like, no, it's not that. And I was like, you fuck boy.
Is Adrian a meteorologist?
No, I think he's a meatologist.
Oh, he knows his state.
Woo, baby. Anyways, yeah, no. That sucked.
Just kidding.
He's a dickologist.
Okay. Because he knows a lot about peepees. Just kidding. I love him.
Yeah, me too.
He's a good guy. Great guy.
Anyways,
saw him at the Minecraft event.
He was here for the Minecraft event.
He got to the diamonds.
He basically beat the Ender Dragon by himself.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, honestly.
I've never done it.
I have. Have you actually never beat the Ender?
Yeah, I've beat the Ender.
Okay, I was going to say. Anyways, yeah, no.
How long do you think Minecraft is going to, like, last?
When was it made, dude?
A long time ago.
Exactly. I think it's here to stay.
Really?
Yeah.
You think it's going to be... I think it's going to run out of gas eventually.
How?
I think it already is. Because there's only so much they can add.
Who cares? It's a great game.
Yeah.
What is Call of Duty? Call of Duty is the same shit.
Same shit. You're right. But they keep releasing new games.
Are they going to be like, oh, this is new Minecraft.
Minecraft 2.
Well, they have Minecraft Dungeons now.
That's true.
I've never played it.
I haven't either. I could download it tonight.
You could. Do it right now.
You want to?
Yeah. Peace out, guys.
Peace out. We're going to go play some Minecraft Dungeons.
No, I don't know, though. I think it's a pretty good game. I think it's...
We're going to end on Minecraft?
No, absolutely fucking not.
Because we're coming up on the end here.
Yeah, we are.
The end of a good long journey.
The end of a good long journey to the center of the earth. That's a good movie. Sorry.
It is a good movie. I was trying to come up with a dick joke. Good long, hard journey to the center of the earth. I call my bunghole the center.
That's gay. That's gay. That's gay as fuck.
You caught me.
You caught me.
Caught me red-handed.
Or tan. Or brown. Or
tan-handed.
Or white.
Or white-handed. Or yellow-handed.
That's racist.
We.
I'm just kidding.
Alright.
We can't.
But we have to.
But we can't.
But we That's have to. I tried to kiss Isaac.
He did.
But we have to. But we can't. Because our families, they wouldn't approve. You know your mom is.
You talking shit about my mom?
No, I love your
you
mom.
You talking shit about my mom?
I love your mom. She's a great lady.
Swear to God, dude.
I'll kiss you in a second.
I never would have expected this from you.
Yo, I'm not fucking gay, the fuck?
Okay.
Just come out of nowhere with that? Just be like, hey, what do you want to get for lunch? Nice gay joke. I'm not gay. Dummy.
Dummy dumb dumb. I'm going to be honest with you, Cameron. You're kind of starting to scare me.
Scare you? Why? Yeah. You don't think we'd be a good couple?
No, you're just scaring me.
You know what else was pretty scary?
What?
This weekend when we went hiking.
Oh, and yeah. Before the Minecraft party, we ventured in some nature to get some inspiration.
And my brakes.
Your brakes did not work.
Yeah, that was fucking terrifying.
Yeah, on the highway, too.
I was...
No, on the highway.
They worked,
yeah,
though.
But it was...
Okay.
So much resistance.
Yeah. Like usually I don't have like sensitive brakes. Like I've definitely driven cars with way more sensitive brakes than me. Mm-hmm. But I don't usually have to hit them that hard for my baby to slow down. We were going 60, maybe 55, right? We're pulling up to the exit and I try to hit the brakes, nothing. Like it was like a stone and yep. I started to freak the fuck out.
Like you kind of I kind of saw your facial expression. You went from like 100 to like 7. You're like, oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It was probably one of the scariest things that's happened in that car.
Hey, but it was worth it, right? That was a great hike.
Yeah, it was a good hike.
We almost died to get to a great hike.
Yeah.
I almost died on the hike.
You did. There's a lot of fires here in Colorado.
Yeah, a lot of fires, yeah.
So it makes it really smoky and hard to breathe.
Yeah, we were in Fort Collins.
Doesn't help that you're a nicotine addict.
I'm not.
Take a big hit right now.
No.
Take a big hit. Old big hitter. Got a flashlight on the fucking end of his thing.
No.
Why do they have a fucking flashlight on
it's
there?
Because when it's dead, this thing flashes.
But like when you inhale, it's like an actual flashlight. Like, put that up to the camera. That's a flashlight.
No.
No. Like, if you were in the dark.
No. No. Funny story, actually.
You used it in the dark?
No, so.
Because it's a flashlight.
So I used to have a fix. I don't know if you know what that is. You
yeah.
Do, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And one time at band camp. So sometimes I get really sad.
He wasn't actually at band camp.
I was not at band camp. I was at home. I was at home crying. Because I get sad sometimes. And when I'm sad, I like to go up to just the mountains by myself.
Okay.
And walk around, you know?
That's
cool. It was pitch black, and I had a really shitty phone at the time, and it died at 45%.
So you used your...
It was the middle of the pitch black. It was like 1:30 in the morning. And I used my fix to light the floor up so I could find my way back to my car. Like, literally, like a little hike in Boulder. It takes like 20 minutes to do the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I probably went like, I don't know, like 5 minutes in. And it took me a half an hour to find my car.
That's ridiculous. Hey, I don't know.
Hey, my nicotine addiction saved my life that night.
I feel like you could have probably gotten...
No, like when I tell you like it was pitch black, like I could not see anything. Like it was cloudy.
Okay.
I couldn't see, like, the city lights.
Could you see, like, your hand in front of your face?
No. No. Like, pitch black.
And you were
black.
Outside?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sure your eyes were open?
No.
Yeah?
No way. You're just
I was hiking with my eyes closed, guys.
Here's the problem.
You're stupid.
Oh, shucks.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, this hike is great. Forest fires really fucked up my lungs.
It was a good hike. That was beautiful. At the top, it was so windy. We would throw food.
We were throwing a sandwich
into the wind.
And the pepperonis from this said sandwich flew back. And you would just hear the... And that was the sound against of the rock hitting the rock.
Brendan said something that I died at up there. Okay, I don't know if I can recreate and like it was oh fuck. Okay. He threw one into the wind and the wind picked up and it like slammed it back to the rock. Hit the rock like that. He goes, "Whoa, it's like this thing's a magnet."
A pepperoni magnet.
That's what I said. And then everyone gives a little chuckle. He goes, "A magnet, huh?" And I just sit there and go, like a magnet for a pepperoni? That's not a usual thing.
That's what I love about Brendan. Brendan just says the most absurd things sometimes.
This man.
Oh, I love him.
Someone get their mans.
Sammy, get your mans.
Get your mans.
I think that's about it for today.
Closing time.
Closing time. Every good podcast has a, I don't know, an ending when there's nothing left to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Harmonize.
No, we're not harmonizing.
Okay.
Can you go low? I go high.
That's the end of episode. We're not going to do that. That's the end of episode six.
I'm a choir boy. I love to sing.
Thank you very much for listening to this
episode six, guys. Tune in next week for episode seven.
Yep, go follow our Instagram.
It's
Bing Bong.
It's Bing Bong _boys.
Yep, we're posting more and more there.
We have YouTube one picture on the Instagram, but I have about 70
that we're gonna post
saved.
We're gonna do it. Okay, don't worry. You're gonna see the photos.
Hey, and also, this is gonna be the first episode on the YouTube. Okay, I promise, guys. I finally got it figured out.
We're weak men. All right, we got nothing to our word. We've told you for the past 2 weeks we're gonna do this. We're finally gonna do it.
It's donezo now. Okay,
donezo. Game over. Go follow us at bingbong_boys on Instagram, and Bing Bong is our YouTube. Go subscribe to that. Go watch those. It's just highlights from this.
If you want to see some funny videos of me slapping Cameron with pepperonis, gonna get it here.
We could probably post some other videos on there.
But hey.
Some just shit. Woohoo.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Bing
Bong.
Thank you.